The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details. This is Blind Spot, a radio show and podcast brought to you by the Southland branch of the Association of Blind Citizens New Zealand on Radio Southland. And here's your guest host, Hannah Pascoe.
Kia ora and welcome to another edition of Blind Spot, proudly hosted and sponsored by Blind Citizens Southland branch. And thanks for joining us today. It's a lovely day down here in Southland. Even though it is autumn, we finally got some summer. So thanks for joining us, whether you've dialed in via the radio or you've clicked into the link. It's good to have you here today. So I do hope you enjoy the show. And before I introduce our guest this month, I just have only a couple notices. For those of you who are members of Blind Citizens, or if you'd like to become a member, a cool thing happening this year is the National Conference will be held in Invercargill at the Ascot Hotel starting from Thursday with some of our workshops, I believe, and then conference kicks off from Friday the 9th of October running through to the 10th of October. So, you know, if you're locally based, it's always a good chance to get involved with your local branch and see what Blind Citizens New Zealand is all about. So, yes. So, and I don't think there's any other notices. Ah, yes. And the next one is that we have the next Tea and Chat coming on Wednesday, the 15th of April. As always, third Wednesday of each month at the Arthur Cushion Blind Low Vision Centre. So another good way of getting involved and connecting with other members. Yes, so without further ado, I would like to introduce our guest. Hello, Nicholas Crawford again.
Hello, Hannah Pascoe.
And the reason why we've teamed up again is we had some really cool feedback when Nick came on air back in November to chat about physio and, you know, how it can help people with a vision impairment. And I guess what we realised, Nick, is that, you know, it's not just people with, you know, in general people, it's everyone who could have multiple different things going on with them, and it's a good thing to chat about how we can, you know, how does physio help people?
Absolutely, and the thing with disability is, unfortunately, it often doesn't just turn up with one thing. Sometimes people do get lumped with a plethora, a selection, a smorgasbord of different conditions, unfortunately.
Yes, and I guess, so what is physio? You right. know, if we talk about it in general terms, because physio can help anybody.
Yeah, physiotherapy in New Zealand has a very broad scope, so it can encompass a whole lot of different things. The obvious one, and the one that people are probably most familiar with, is if you walking or rolling down the street, perhaps, and you end up on the pavement and you twist your ankle or your knee or sprain your shoulder, then you might end up in a physiotherapy clinic where the physiotherapist can assess the movement, the joint, try to figure out what's wrong, get their best idea, and then come up with an action plan to help treat it. It's really for the non-serious stuff, right? So if you break your arm, hey, go down to the emergency department. If you end up, you know, twisting your ankle and it swells up to the you know, the size of a watermelon, well, give it a few days, but after that come into the physiotherapy clinic and they'll come up with an action plan to help you manage your way back to you know, getting back on your feet. Yeah, so that's the obvious one for physiotherapy, but it does also encompass things like the neurological side. So people have had strokes, recovering from that, trying to regain as much independence and quality of life as you can. It also can touch on education, strength and balance, pretty much anything you can imagine that is related to your body or your nerves. Physiotherapy probably has someone who can help you with.
Yeah, because there is a lot of people out there with mobility issues too that are ongoing and that not necessarily related to having an accident, because that's why, as you just said, most people go to a physio because they've had an accident or sport-related, so they end up there. But not a lot of people know that physio can actually help with those ongoing mobility issues. Would that be right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a very individual thing, right? So, yes, injury is a huge one because of, you know, ACC and the coverage that people have there. But also long-term conditions. So something you might have been born with, something you might have picked up along the way as you move through life. You know, even helping to manage us as we age and start to lose some of our strength and flexibility and mobility, physiotherapy can absolutely help with that. What it means in practice usually is the physiotherapist sitting down with you talking about you know, how they can help, what's been bugging you, and then coming up with an action plan that works for you and is realistic and is, you know, guided by the expertise of the physiotherapist. So it's very much a collaborative team effort. If you're in a situation where the physiotherapist is just being very authoritative and just telling you, hey, you should do this, and it doesn't make sense, it's probably not a good mix. Ideally, you want someone who can communicate well, help you understand what's going on, and, you know, that you buy into what they're saying. Then it becomes a really good partnership where you can make some good progress and, you know, come out the other end, you know, hopefully a bit less pain, a bit more mobility, improved quality of life, being able to do the things that you want to do, you know, reach into that overhead cupboard, whereas before you couldn't with a sore shoulder, for example.
I guess the question is, physiotherapy is a really good thing, but if you haven't had an accident or an injury, then, you know, finance can come into it because not a lot of people can afford to go see a physiotherapist.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially with the private clinic model that New Zealand tends to have, I fully acknowledge and am a bit frustrated sometimes the cost of going to see a physiotherapist. Where you've got coverage by ACC, there is a co-payment. So ACC picks up a decent chunk of the bill, but people still have to pay. And if you're being asked to come back week after week after week, it can get expensive for sure. I believe there are some limited funding options around if you are on a low income. So WINS may be able to help. And possibly, depending on which area you live in, your primary health organisation, which in Southland's case would be Well South, they may be able to help with some funding as well. I'm not sure if you should quote me on that last one, but it is an avenue worth exploring, but start with WINS first.
Yeah, and I think people out there, I can't really speak for, you know, if you're plus 65, but I know under 65 you do have the means of checking out with your NASC assessors and if you're IF individualised funding as well. That's possibly also worth also worth exploring as well to see if that can be of any use, especially if it's disability related, you know, and to help you be able to navigate more in the community.
Yeah, and what I would also add to that is that when you are sitting in there with your physiotherapist and they're coming up with a game plan, it is absolutely worth mentioning that, you know, resources can be a problem. So instead of them saying, hey, we want to see you every week, then they might be able to come up with a bit of a longer term plan that maybe just need to come every third week, for example, and they can set you up with something sustainable and doable and reasonable.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it just helps to keep the cost down. And I've definitely had situations where people have had to stop coming because of finances, and that's been super frustrating for me, wanting to help people, and really unfortunate for them because they're not getting the guidance that, you know, could help improve their situation as well.
Yeah. 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 Thanks, Nick. And I guess to sum it all up, you know, for people who can't easily get into physio, is there any tips you could offer? You know, because I know I've heard you talk about physio before, and it's all about moving. Movement and movement keeps you going.
It really does. When you think about this is going to sound a bit morbid now, but life and death, right?
we all grow up.
Yes, we all grow up, and you get, you know, movement is life, really. So you know, from the moment that you you know, you kind of start wriggling around inside your mummy's tummy,
we're moving then.
Yes, absolutely. You know, that is life. If it's moving, it's probably alive. When we go through life, and if we're fortunate enough to live for long enough, we start to slow down, right? And eventually we stop moving. What we want people to do is to keep moving, ideally moving in the right way.
As much as you can move, within your abilities.
Absolutely, right. You might be familiar with the phrase, use it or lose it, and that absolutely applies to, you know, the strength that you have, the flexibility and your mobility, right? When we think about being an adult or a teenager, you know, we're typically on top of the world. We can run around, walk fast, do all these amazing things.
To be young again.
Yes, to be young again. However, we start to slow down. We start to walk a bit slower, and eventually our top speed becomes limited by what's normal, right? We can't, you know, walk faster because we haven't been practicing it. We can't lift heavy things because we stop lifting heavy things. We can't reach into the overhead cupboard because we stop doing it. And so what we want is for people to keep moving. So if nothing else, if you live in the middle of nowhere and don't have access to a physiotherapist, if you've been sitting on the couch for a long time, if you've had an injury and things are a bit uncomfortable, if you've got a sore back, the advice, the first thing that anyone is broadly going to say is going to be the same, which is move. Okay, you got to keep moving. If you stop moving, everything gets sore, it gets tighter, it gets weak, and then you've got more issues on top of that. The great news is that it's never too late to start moving again. Okay, regardless of what condition you're in at the moment, if you're sitting there and every bone in your body is broken and you're lying there in a hospital bed in full plaster, and the only thing that's poking out of the cast is your fingers, wiggle those fingers. It's
keep
a good
on
place to start.
Moving.
Yes, and we've just begun the music show now. Yeah, so the important thing is to keep moving, okay? So if you can't get up out of the chair, hey, move those legs, move those arms, move those fingers. Practice lifting that cup of tea. Squeeze a sock in your hands, because all of that is making those muscles that you do have stronger. It's improving your blood flow. We get a really nice benefit because our brain, when we exercise, when we move, it dumps a whole lot of happy chemicals, and it improves our quality of life, right? Don't get discouraged if you aren't meeting your goals soon enough, because they will come with time, right? So even if you've been a bit of a couch potato for a long time, get moving again, be kind to yourself, and over time, things will become easier, and you'll be surprised by how quickly you might start to feel a bit better, by how easier or how quickly you are able to get up out of that chair a little bit easier when that strength starts to come back.
That's really good advice. And it's, yeah, keep on moving, be kind to yourself and give it time. That's really good advice. Thank you so much, Nick, for that.
Yeah, I'll just add one more thing, which is if you can find a buddy to encourage you, that's a big help as well. So if there's someone else in your house who can give you a bit of a poke and a reminder, if you can do that movement together, you know, go for a walk or do hopscotch or high fives or elastics or whatever it is, that's a big help as well, because you'll encourage each other and you'll keep each other going.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Good advice. And yeah, if you're ever looking for Nick, just get a hold of me and I'll voluntold him. So I just want to thank you so much again, Nick, for coming on air and sharing with us some of your expertise. It is very invaluable, in knowing that, you know, movement is out there, physio is out there to help. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, and it's really nice to be back and be able to reach a large audience and just one person at a time.
Agreed. Cool. Awesome. Well, that is all we have time for this segment. Carolyn will be in April, so I hope you look forward to seeing what she's got on next. Otherwise, I will be in May's edition. So otherwise, all of you out there, keep safe, keep well, and we'll catch you later. Ka kite.
This has been Blind Spot with guest host Hannah Pascoe. The show is available as a podcast on the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and via the accessmedia.nz app, free from Google Play and in the Apple Store. Remember to select Radio Southland as your station, and then shows are listed alphabetically. Blind Spot is supported by the Southland branch of the Association of Blind Citizens New Zealand and is produced by Radio Southland. The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.